Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is an awesome God, and he's truly on the throne. Praise God. And we thank him on today for allowing us to continue to be obedient to the calling on our lives. Amen. That's so important in today. I'm not going to be long in speaking on anything regarding personalization, but I will say how wonderful God is. On yesterday, we had issues with the Blog Talk Radio. We apologize for missing me on yesterday, but that was a complete station radio company in New York issue. So praise God. We ask that you forgive us. Continue to pray for us as we move along, bringing forth the Word of God, reading from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth, praise God, Monday through Friday, reading the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. And then, praise God, on Wednesdays, we do have, I believe Wednesdays, actually Thursday, Friday, when Minister Andrew Orlander does come on at 6 o'clock Central Standard, or I'm sorry, West Coast Pacific Time, praise God. Amen. And then Lady Diane comes on Sunday, praise God, continue bringing forth the word. We're going to keep that posted to be announced, TBA. Amen, amen. And then I, once again, as I mentioned, Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, we continue reading the word of God. God's been dealing with my heart, soul, and my spirit, and soon God is going to bring forth a word. Amen, amen. But right now, God has us doing what it is that we are doing, and that's reading the word of God. We ought to praise God, the word, reading out of Lamentations. Praise God as we continue to go forth reading the word of God, chapter 3. Let us have a moment of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. For God, we know about everything that's in existence on today. It's you who have a say-so, something to do with it in form of creation and being the first of all things. And we thank you for being Lord God, who is the excellent, magnificent, ultimate ruler and creator in Jesus' name. We truly give you all praise, God, honor and glory, taking time to come forth unto you today, being obedient, trusting in your word as we continue to give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. We truly thank all those that are joining us again on today as we continue reading out of the Word of God, King James Versions, Book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Let us read. I am a man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into the darkness, but not into the light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh is my skin, and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He had builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail, and hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath edged me about in that I cannot get out. He hath made me clean, chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth up out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He hath unto me as a deer lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. I hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. I have removed my soul far off from pieces. I forgot prosperity, and I said, my strength and my hope is past from the Lord. Remembering my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath been still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silent because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet still he hath compassion according to the multitude of his mercy. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, but crush under his foot all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not. Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a lying man complain, man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our way and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our hat with our hands unto God in hidden. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain. Thou hast not pity. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayers should not pass through. Thou hast made us as an offscouring and refused in his midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare come upon us, desolate and destruction. Mine eyes runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without an intermission, till the Lord looked down and behold from heaven. Mine eyes afflicteth mine heart, but of all the daughters of my city, my enemies chased me sore like a bird without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Water flowed over my head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the Lord's dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thy ear at my brethren breathing, at my crying. Thou drawest near in the day that I have called upon thee. Thou sittest, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the cause of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all the vengeance of all the nations against me. Thou hast heard the reproach, O Lord, and all the imaginations against me. the lips of those that rise up against me and device against me all the day. Behold, thou sitting down and thou rising up, I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of thy hands. Give them sorrow of heart. Thou curse unto them, persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens, O Lord. Chapter 4. How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pictures? The work of the hands of a potter, even the sea monsters draw unto the beast. They give suck to their young ones. The daughter of my people has become cruel, like the ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth. The young children ask bread, and no man bringeth it unto them. They did feed delicately and desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in the secret embrace dunghills. For the punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom. That was overthrown as in a moment, and no hand stayed on her. Her Netherites were purer than snow. They were whiter than wet milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sulfur. Their visages blacker than the coal. Not known in the street. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. It is whiter. It is withered. It is become like a slit. They that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through, for what of the fruit of the field? The hands of the pitiful woman have suddenly their own children. They were their meat in the destruction of their daughter and my people. The Lord hath compassed his fury. He hath poured out his fierce anger. He hath kindled a fire of Zion, and it hath devoured the foundations thereof. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy should have entered into the gates of Jerusalem. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her, they have wandered as blind men in the streets. They have polluted themselves with blood so that men could not touch their garments. They cried unto them, depart ye, it is unclean. Depart, depart, touch not. When they fled away and wandered, they said among the heathen, they shall no more sojourn there. The anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priest. They favored not the elders. As for us, our eyes are yet failed for our vain hope, and our watching we have watched for a nation that cannot save us. They hunt our steps that we cannot go in our streets, or end is near. Our days are fulfilled, for our end. Our persecutors are swifter than the eagle of the heaven. They pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord. Who's taken in the pits of whom we said, under his shadow we shall live among the heathen. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, that dwelleth in the land of Uz. The cup also shall pass through unto thee. Thou shalt be drunken and shalt make thyself naked. The punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no longer carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will destroy and discover thy sin. Chapter 5. Remember, O Lord, what is cometh to us. Consider and behold our reproach. Our inheritance is turned to strangers. Our houses to aliens. We are orphans and fatherless. Our mothers are as widows. We have drunken our water for money. Our wood is sold unto us. Our necks are under persecution. We labor. We have no rest. We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not. We have been born their iniquities. Servants have ruled over us. There is none that doeth deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the prevail of our lives because of the sword of the wickedness. Our skin is blackened like an oven. And we can stand in the prevail of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Our skin is black like an oven because of the terrible famine. They revenged the women in Zion and the maids in the cities of Judah. Princes are hanged up by their hand. The fences of elders are not honored. They took the young men to grind, and the children fell under the wood. The elders have ceased from the gate, the young men from their music. The joy of the heart is ceased. Our dances is turned into mourning. Face. The crown is falling from our head. Woe unto us that we have sinned. For this our heart is faint. For this things Our eyes are dim because of the mountain of Zion, which is desolate. The foxes walk upon it. Thou, O Lord, remainest forever. Thy throne from generation to generation. Wherefore dost thou forget us forever and forsake us so long time? Turn thou us unto thee, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Put thou, renew our days as of old, but thou hast utterly rejected us. Thou art very wrath against us. Ezekiel
chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 13th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives of by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity. The word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and fire enfolded itself, and the brightness was about it. And out of the mist there, far as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire, also out of the midst of thereof, came the likeness of four living creatures. For this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. Their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like the color of the burnished brass, and they had the hands of a man under their wings of their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion. On the eighth side, and their four had the faces of an ox on the left side. Their four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces. And their wings were stretched upward, two wings, and every one were joined one to another, and two covered their body. And they went every one straight forward, whither the spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like the burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps, and went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of the flash of lightning. No, as I beheld the living creature, Behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearances of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a bird. And they four had one likeness in their appearance, and the work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, as they turned not when they went. As for the wings, they were as high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in their wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creatures was as the color of a troubled crystal stretched forth over the heads above. And under the foreheads were the wings straight, and one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of a great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. There was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of the sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire. It had brightness around about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness about it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Chapter 2. And he said upon me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spoke unto me. And he said unto me, Son of Man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to the rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto thee, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that thou hast been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them neither, be afraid of their words, their briars and thrones by thee, be with thee. And thou doest dwell among scorpions, be not afraid for their words, nor be dismayed, and at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they hear or whether they will forbear, for they are not our most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto them. Be not thou rebellious like the rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations, the mourning and woe. Chapter 3. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with the roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee into the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to the people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to the many people of the strange place, speech, and of the hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely had I sent thee to thee, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto them, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are imputed and hard-hearted. Behold, I have made thee face strong against their faces, and thy forehead strong against their foreheads. For an abandonment harder than flint have I made thee forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed that their looks, though they have been a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thy heart, and hear, with thy ears and go. Get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them and tell them. Thus saith the Lord God, whither they will hear, or whither they will forbear. Then the Spirit took me up. I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord for his peace. I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels over against them, and the noise of the great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit, but he had hand, but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Then I came to them in the captivity of Tel Abba that dwelt in the river of Chebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the words of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine head. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from the wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine head. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me. And he said unto me, arise, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, as the glory which I saw by the river of Chidar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet, and spat with me and said unto me, go, shut thyself within thy house. But thou, O son of man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them, and thou shalt not go out among them. And I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, and thou shalt not be dumb, and shall not be to them the reprover, for they are rebellious house, But when I speak with thee, I will open my mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, he that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear. For they are a rebellious house. Chapter 4. Thou also, son of man, take thee and till and lay it before thee, and portray upon it the city, even Jerusalem, and lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mount against it, set the camp against it, and set bearing rams against it round about. Moreover, take thou unto thee an iron pan, and set it for a wall of iron between thee and the city, and set thy face against it, and it shall be besieged, and thou shalt lay siege against it. This shall be a siege that the house of Israel. Lie thou also upon the left side, and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel upon it, according to the number of thy days that thou shalt lie upon it, thou shalt bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon thee the ears of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when thou hast accomplished them, lay again on the right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days. And I have appointed thee each day for a year. Therefore thou shalt set thy face toward the siege of Israel, Jerusalem, and thine arm shall be uncovered, and thou shalt prophesy against it. And behold, I will lay bands upon thee, and thou shalt not turn thee from one side to another till thou hast ended the days of the siege. Take thou side unto thee wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and fitches on one vessel, and make them bread thereof according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side. 390 days shalt thou eat thy thereof, and thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by thy weight 26 shekels of a day. From time to time shalt thou eat it. Thou shalt drink as water by measure, the sixth part of a hin. From time to time shalt thou drink, and thou shalt eat it as barley cakes, and thou shalt bake it with dung, which that cometh out of a man in their sight. The Lord said, even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, whether it will drive them. Then said I, O Lord, behold, my soul hath not been polluted from my youth. Up even till now have I not eaten of that which died of itself, or is torn in the pieces, neither come their abominable flesh into my mouth. Then he said unto me, lo, I have given thee cow's dung for man's dung, and thou shalt prepare the bread therewith. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread in Jerusalem, and they shall eat bread by weight and with care, and they shall drink water by measure and with astonishment, that they may not want bread and water and be astonished one with another and consume away for their iniquity. Chapter 5. And thou, son of man, take thee a sharp knife, take thee a barber's razor, and cause it to pass upon thy head and upon thy beard. Then take thee balances to weigh and divide the hair. Thou shalt burn with fire a third part in the midst of the city when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And thou shalt take a third part and smite about it with a knife. And a third part thou shalt scatter in the wind, and I will draw out a sword after thee. Thou shalt also take thereof a few in number and bind them in thy skirts. Then take of them again and cast them into the midst of the fire and burn them in the fire. For therefore shall a fire come forth unto all the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord the God. This is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations of the countries that are round about her. And she has changed my judgment into wickedness more than the nation, and my statutes more than the countries of the round about her. For they have refused my judgment and my statutes. They have not walked in them. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because ye multiply more than the nations are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done my according to my judgments of my nations that are round about you, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, and will execute judgment in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations. And I will do in thee that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like because of thine abominations. Therefore, the father shall eat the sons in the midst of thee, and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgment in thee, and the whole remnant of thee will I scatter into the winds. Wherefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because thou hast defiled my sanctuary with all thy detestable things and with all thine abominations, therefore will I also diminish thee. Neither shall my eye spare, neither will I have any pity. A third part of thee shall die with the pestilence, and with the famine shall they be consumed in the midst of thee. And the third part shall fall by the sword round about thee. And I will scatter the third part unto all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. Thus shall my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them. And I will be comforted, and they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken. In my zeal, when I have accomplished my fury in them, moreover, I will make thee waste, and a reproach among the nations that are round about thee, in the sight of all that pass by. So it came, it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment unto the nations that are round about thee, when I shall execute judgment in thee, in anger and in fury and the furious rebuke. I, the Lord, have spoken it. When I shall send upon them the evil arrows of famine, which shall be for the destruction, in which I will send to destroy you, and I will increase the famine upon you, and will break your staff of bread, so will I send upon you famine and evil beasts. And they shall bereave thee in pestilence, and behold, shall pass, the blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. I, the Lord, have spoken. Amen. Wow. That was some serious stuff going on there. From Lamentations to the book of Ezekiel, we do definitely thank God for the opportunity to come forth and read his word on today, and the power that's gone forth is amazing. It is amazing because God, he is the one we have to be fearful of, and he is the one that is in control, and we have to surrender unto him. Once again, thanks for tuning in on today. God bless you on the day and on this evening. Be safe. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Be blessed. Good night.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.